Pop Talk and Aliens, the William Clear Podcast.
Oh, finally. Someone who knows what she's talking about. She's right. She's absolutely right. Objectively true, unironically true, whatever you like. I am William Clear. This is Pop Talk and Aliens, and it is a podcast. And we're closing out 2024. I had a show all prepared for you about Elton John's new documentary, Never Too Late, but you know what? It's never too late in the year of 2024 to have some more weirdness. So 2024 decided that it would close out with a bang by having drones flying all over the sky, all over the country, all the time. Unmolested, unfettered, unchecked, and unexplained, to be damn sure, to this day. And this has been going on for several weeks now. I actually thought about doing an episode about these things flying around at first, but then I looked around the news about it and everything. Sorry, there was a fucking little bug that came in because it's cold outside, and I thought it was a drone. It just flew over my lamp. Go to hell, dude. I was talking to the bug. It's not you. Please stay. And if you'd like to, follow the show on Instagram at Pop Talkin' Aliens, poptalkinaliens.com for every episode since the beginning of time. And yeah, let's get back to the drones. Like I said, I wasn't going to say anything about them because according to all reports, both independent and mainstream and what have you, everyone could see them and they were drones and there were no aliens flying them. And as you know, if you've listened to the show before, I am not a man who particularly cares about things that fly around that are verifiably not aliens. But then here's the thing. Time goes on, all right? These drones started showing up in mid-November. Right? We're getting to Christmas now. They're still flying around, and there's more of them all the time. The first sightings were in November, and as time went on and explanations were not provided, some conspiracy theories started to present themselves in the vacuum of information. And some of them, hilarious. Some of them, you know, stroke your chin, maybe. Some of them, greatest hits from decades ago that have been pulled back out. One of which I'm going to talk about specifically, shortly, Project Bluebeam, which some people have suggested, and that's a good one. It's funny. It's got everything. It's got everything. You want electric beams in your head? You got it. You want weather control? Sit over here, right at this table. You want aliens? Sure. You want a chocolate malted? You got it. It's all there. Which is what's happening with the drone thing in and of itself, is just people are coming up with all kinds of things. Because, again, like I said, mid-November, it started. Then, what was it like? It was like late November that the FAA started restricting flights over certain areas because these things started hovering over Trump's golf course. And then we start getting into late November, early December, and all of a sudden, these things are flying over a place called Picatinny Arsenal in New Jersey. Not to be confused with any Morrissey song or album. Picatinny Arsenal. Not Piccadilly Pilare. Not your arsenal. It's not involved with Morrissey. It's an arsenal. It's a military installation. It's a military complex. They had to issue flight restrictions over that place. And then beginning of December, we had these things start popping up in New York, Pennsylvania, other areas of the country, and even most recently, Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio. If you're a connoisseur of aliens and UFOs, you will remember that Wright-Patterson Air Force Base is where they took the wreckage from Roswell in 1947. And that's not part of a cover-up story or legend or conspiracy theory. I mean, I don't, Roswell's not really a conspiracy theory. It's a cover-up, but nevertheless, that part of it is true. It's admitted to. They took the tinfoil, or whatever they say it was, to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, and now there are drones hovering all over it. So what are they? Obviously, the authorities have figured it out by now, right? No, turns out not at all. And why? Well, that's a tough question that I don't really have the answer to. Because many people are saying, why don't you just shoot one of these things down? Well, we don't know if it's a drone or a commercial aircraft. And by the way, citizens are trying to shoot these things down. So far, I have not seen anything that is like proof of an actual drone that was shot down. There's been a lot of AI images and stuff like that. But going back to what the authorities have said, we don't know if it's commercial aircraft or a drone. They're flying at night all the time, which is the very interesting part of this, because drones that you buy off the shelf, even expensive ones, they're not really all that useful for night flying. They can't really see anything. You know, if you took your phone camera and you waved it around at night in the sky, like, you're not going to get much. And the drone cameras are very much the same. In order to have any sort of visibility, they have to be equipped with equipment that has infrared, night vision, that kind of stuff, which would be high-grade military technology. So, again, they're flying at night, and the FAA, FBI, national security, all involved at this point, all commenting on it, and saying, look, we can't just be shooting them down willy-nilly. There's no restrictions where they're flying. We issue flight restrictions. Then we can do something if it's verifiably a drone. And then people are like, well, then they must be, it must be ours. It must be a U.S. military project, right? Department of Defense, Pentagon says, no, absolutely not. This is not us. We don't know what this is. When I say this, quote unquote, it's not like there's just one type of drone that's flying all over the place in like the way that you would see on the Secret of Skinwalker Ranch, where the drone company is flying drones in sequence and stuff. There's different types of drones, and then there are things that absolutely are commercial aircraft that are being mistaken for drones. And then there is an element of mass hysteria, myself included, that is like thinking that everything at this point is a drone if it's flying over any of these areas. But they aren't. And I'm trying to play lawyer for the authorities a little bit here, just to start, because I'm going to probably be criticizing them most of the time that I talk about this. So I might as well just try and steel man, as they say, their side of things to say, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. The best I can come up with is there are cases where like people are definitely misidentifying like a Cessna plane taking a ride for a drone and so forth. But again, the areas of interest are what are really the weird part here. And it does beg the question, is there not like a helicopter that could, like a military helicopter that could fly into there's that bug again. That could fly into this area of congested by drones and just like, for the love of God, like take a net out and just scoop one up like you were trying to catch shrimp? Apparently not. But the authorities say, look, there's nothing nefarious about this. There's nothing malicious. Nothing has happened. These drones haven't done anything other than be in areas that are strange at night, and in some cases that we've, you know, had to restrict, including home of Roswell's spaceship, Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. So what come? There's that bug again. Oh, I got him. Look how easy that was. I just got, this is not a shtick, by the way. There really is a tiny little gnat flying around in my room, and I would normally just stop recording at that point and go take care of it, but it's there's a weird irony that I'm enjoying about that thing flying around while I try to do this podcast. So, what happens when you have a void of information like this? Conspiracy theories, of course, because we have no answers, because we don't even know what is and is not a drone all the time, we make up our own answers. And some of them are really good. Obviously, the first one was aliens. It's part of an extraterrestrial phenomenon. You know, they weren't necessarily aliens themselves because they're not flying so high that they're unidentifiable. We know they're drones, so okay, they're drones. But is it part of something else? Like, are the aliens... This is one I came up with myself. I'm sure other people have too, but this popped into my head on its own. Or via a radio beam transmitted to me from a drone. But probably just myself. And that is, maybe it is actually the long-awaited, oft-hoped-for alien ship landing on the White House lawn. After all this time. And the drones they're just like scouts. They're just clearing the road, laying down a bed of roses, rolling out the red carpet in a cosmic sense, whatever they need to do to get the atmosphere all right so that the gigantic mothership that stretches from New Jersey to the White House can land. And yeah, the drones, they're just like scouts. They're the garden variety grays. The worker bees would be nice. Especially if they came in and were like, listen, we've been here for a long time. We've been floating around. And, you know, I'm sorry that we had to make such a production about it with all the drones and everything for weeks and weeks. We've done that. Here we've landed. And you guys are coming way too close to nuclear war. We're going to shut it down. We're going to shut down the whole possibility of nuclear Armageddon. Because, to be honest, we don't really... give a shit about you guys. You're just a project that we've been kind of looking at you. But this nuclear thing, if your planet explodes from your own doing with nuclear radiation, that's going to mess up the whole galaxy that we live in. So we're just going to shut it down. So that would be cool. That would be my ideal. Especially if they're gray aliens. Because listen, I am a racist when it comes to the color of extraterrestrials. I prefer gray. If they're green or whatever, that's fine. If they're Nordic, fine. I'm not really, you know, I do prefer the gray look, even if that's just like the spacesuit they're wearing and then they unzip it and they're like, well, we're really reptiles, but it doesn't matter. Whatever. We don't need to get into like my fetish. But speaking of motherships, a U.S. representative, a guy named Jeff Van Drew, no relation to Jeff Van Gundy, the basketball coach. He said that the drones were being launched from an Iranian mothership off the East Coast. The Pentagon said, there's no such thing as an Iranian mothership, but thank you. Other theories, obviously, as I was talking about, you know, some sort of military covert operation by the U.S. or a foreign entity. We know that it was not long ago that China floated a spy balloon across, what was it, Alaska, northern part of the U.S. We shot that down, thankfully, but it paraded around for a couple of days with a big Chinese symbol on it, filled to the brim with spy equipment, that thing. So, you know, there's that, but then our authorities, military... I'm using the word authorities to just be a catch-all for government, police... Department of Defense, FBI, excuse me. I don't know if Jeff Van Drew with his Iranian mothership would be considered an authority. I certainly am not. I'm just, you know, throwing spitballs here. But so I'll just use authorities to cover people that have spoken under official pretenses on the matter. They have said, no, it's not us. And also, it's not foreign. How do we know exactly what it is or isn't when they are still floating around without being captured or examined? That remains to be seen. Other things that people have reported is that these things can disappear when you see them. Like you look at them and they disappear like something out of the corner of your eye, leading to other people saying that they are like orbs, which we've heard about in the UFO communities for decades and millennia. Orb-like UFOs. And then, of course, there's plasma images. Images that are being projected, which I'll get into projecting images shortly when I talk about Bluebeam, because that's one that's been floated out there that's actually a specific, and it's also very old. It's got a nice reboot thanks to this. But another theory that was gaining some traction for a while was that the drones were, in fact, yes, us, our own military drones, that were using night sensors, like I talked about earlier, to find radiation signatures from a nuclear weapon. From my understanding, there was a TikTok video from this drone expert guy that was going very viral for a while. He was talking about how during the Cold War, there was like a unaccounted for nuke left in Ukraine. And, you know, there's been a lot of goings on in Ukraine. I mean, obviously, the last couple of years, but lately, there's been a lot of battling. So that led to a theory of a nuke being somehow brought over to the United States, and not necessarily with our permission. Hidden in New Jersey, Jimmy Hoffa style, I guess, and these drones were looking for it. That one didn't really pan out. I mean, obviously, the Pentagon said that's not the case, but I don't know if you can rely on that as your answer. They're not going to say, yeah, there's a dirty bomb, nuclear, highly unstable from the Cold War. Somebody shipped it into the United States, and now we're trying to smell it with drone technology at night, and not even under the cover of night because everyone can see it. No, that, you know, they're not going to say that. But also other drone experts have come out and said, well, that theory doesn't really pan out for various technical reasons and everything. I'm not a, you know, I don't know. I had my son had a drone years ago, you know, one you buy at the store. I crashed it into a tree immediately. I'm not an expert on what a drone can/cannot do when it comes to looking for a dirty nuclear bomb that's hidden somewhere. But many people have said, and including the guy who said it, who was like the head of some drone company, he said, look, I'm just speculating here. I don't want to be labeled a conspiracy theorist, all that, which of course he was, but he qualified it by saying this is something that maybe. Because again, there's a void, and it's being filled with speculation. Rogue AI that is launching drones and flying them around on its own artificial intelligence for its own nefarious AI purposes. Some people have said they've seen them come out of the water. And obviously, we have seen UAP come out of the water. Military personnel pilots have attested to that on numerous occasions, including recently in November. There was another congressional subcommittee hearing about UFOs. This is worth mentioning. There was a gentleman who is a journalist, and he testified to Congress that he got from a verifiable source. He got a document about a project called Immaculate Constellation, which detailed our efforts to recover extraterrestrial craft and reverse engineer it. Very similar to what David Grush was talking about a year ago this time when he talked to a congressional subcommittee. The new head of AARO came out and he said, I demand to have my own hearing in front of Congress. And he came out and said, we are making every effort to look into all of these things. We have no knowledge of this immaculate conception, but we continue to look. And to be honest, every time we ask somebody, they tell us to ask another person because they heard it from them. And then we ask them and they say to ask the other person. And it's just a game of telephone. And by the time we get to the original person, he says, all I did was say that I once touched a jet. And now you guys are coming out with documents about retrieval? Anyway, look, I know I sidetracked, but I did want to mention that there was that UFO thing. And then my second favorite theory, first one is going to be Bluebeam. To lead up to that one, mass hysteria, which reminds me of something that I talked about many years ago in this podcast, and I've never forgotten it. It was a CIA report from, I believe, the 60s, like Project Blue Book era, where one of the possible reasons for UFO sightings was Midsummer Madness, which, of course, it's winter time. So it would be a different type of madness, but and no one's specified if such a winter madness exists. But Midsummer Madness was a reason several decades ago for possible explanation of UFO sightings. All right, so let's talk about Project Bluebeam, because a lot of people have like been putting their two cents in that possibly this thing is related to an age-old conspiracy theory called Project Bluebeam. Even people like Roseanne was tweeting about this and others. So let's talk about Bluebeam, because it's got everything. And like I said, this particular current thing that we're experiencing with these drones, pick your poison. Choose your conspiracy and slap it on. You can make it fit. It doesn't really matter what it is. And we can illustrate that by looking into Bluebeam, because Bluebeam's got it all. Project Bluebeam, the manifesto, or the revelation of it, or whatever you want to call it, the text, is brought to us by a guy named Serge Manast. Possibly Sergey, I don't know. I'll call him Serge Manast. He was a Canadian dude, bit of an eccentric, separatist, fundamental, that kind of dude. And he had many conversations, according to him, with high-ranking government officials, people at NASA, and he was able to untangle the web of conspiracy to bring us the actual four-step plan that Project Bluebeam is. Currently, and I'll get to the steps, but currently we are in right smack dab in the middle of step two. We'll get to that in a second, though, because you got to understand what the whole point is. The point is basically, it's your worst Alex Jones alcoholic nightmare. A new world order, a one world government, we're a bunch of godless commies, and we all bow down to the satanic Illuminatis that run one bank, one government, and one religion. And anyone who shows the slightest bit of individuality will be classified as a rainbow and sent to a re-education camp, which have already been built as of 1994 when this was written. But there's something interesting about this. In his text, again, 1994, he says, and this is kind of a little bit of a microcosm of how he thinks, if you just take a listen to a reading from Project Bluebeam. He says, if we really wish to understand the NASA Bluebeam project, we have to return to the, quote, dawning of the age of Aquarius. Remember that song? That song said, when the moon is in the seventh house and Jupiter aligned with Mars, then peace will guide our planet and love will steer the stars. This related with the year 1982. To be at that time, the opening for the conspiracy of the Age of Aquarius. I like that it had like an opening, like they were really going to roll out like a red carpet premiere for their conspiracy. Anyway, going on, he says, just before the implementation of the New World Order, supposed to begin sometime in 1983. Again, this was written in 1994. So he goes on to say, I have to say that the Bluebeam project was set up for the year 1983, but has been delayed. We don't know exactly why. But since 1983, 11 years before the publication of this report, they've really improved themselves with new technology and innovations in space hardware and software in which they are involved right now to make their systems possible. So, hey, guess what, Serge? We got 30 years on that now. So clearly it's been delayed many times, but the technology is here and they're using drones because we are in stage two. I talked about the stages. There's four of them. There's really two of them. Two is kind of like three in one, but whatever. You know, let's let the man have his peace. Let him have his say. Step one, artificial earthquakes. Artificial earthquakes will result in, quote unquote, new archaeological discoveries. And what those will do is that they will confuse us as to where we come from They will eradicate the idea of any pre-existing notions of religion and things that we had by unearthing this whole new history of human beings. Fine. Step two, a space show, a show in the sky, a fake alien war that will happen. And that will distract us and get us looking at the stars when three and four happen, which three and four are. So obviously, just to stop there, we're obviously very clearly in stage two right now. The drones are the space show, the fake alien war. It's all of that. It's happening right now. As for the earthquakes and the archaeology, I don't know. Let's play along and say that the kind of stuff that Graham Hancock does with the, you know, mysteries of the gods and all that, and showing that, you know, we had cities that existed before we thought we might have cities. Clearly, that is there to disrupt our idea of where we come from. So step one done, checked in the box. Now we're in step two with the drones. What's coming up next is this. Holographic projections of the gods that we believe in, depending on where we live, you know, regional gods. And then communication from those gods in the sky that are projected holographically, beamed into our brains, which will tell us, hi, I'm, you know, insert your god here. I was wrong. I am not actually the god, but rather part of a larger god that you will now bow down to. And so depending on who you believed in, where you lived, this particular god, like, so if you're a Christian living in, you know, America somewhere, whatever, you're going to see Jesus telling you the rapture's here, but I was wrong. I'm not the Son of God. I'm part of the Son of God, which is this new thing. And then the one God would appear, essentially the Antichrist, and we would all bow down to that. And we could talk to that thing, by the way. How? It's easy. It's as easy. All you have to do, according to Serge Manast, is get a police scanner. That technology will allow for beaming signals into one's brain from a hologram and beaming signals out of the brain to the hologram. Now, here's the thing. It talks about two-way communication in this thing. But why would you need for, if it's me, for example, right? And I'm being hypnotized by the holographic god in the sky, and it's talking to me directly into my brain. Why do I need to talk back? It's a fucking hologram. Why do you need two-way communication? But he specifically states that. But nevertheless, like, part of stage 2/3/4 is this whole space show thing, right? Step four is to make us believe that an alien invasion is about to occur on every major city and provoke us to use nuclear weapons to strike back. And then the United Nations will require that all nations which launch nuclear weapons will have to disarm when the invasion will have shown to be false. So it kind of comes back to my hope, but in a roundabout way. Like, we'd have to disarm ourselves, right? So that would be part of the thing, is that nuclear disarmament, so that way we can't fight the new world order, because we can't have nukes for that. So my thing about the aliens coming down and shutting down the nuclear weapons is probably an indication that I am totally in on this blue beam thing. Clearly, I'm part of the propaganda, and I'm directly beaming disinformation into your phone. So you should not listen to me about this. I'm wrong. And I will be deemed a rainbow and put into that prison as a result of saying that. Here's the reason I'm not too worried about it. Serge Manast was a big Star Trek fan. He mentions Star Trek in a lot of his writings. And it turns out that not long before this blue beam thing was written, and it's not long. It's not like a thick manual. It's, you know, it's a few pages. I mean, online, it's like, you know, I don't know, 6 or 7 scrolls down and you're done. But he loves Star Trek. And Gene Roddenberry had a book come out. Well, Gene Roddenberry passed away at this point, but there was a book about Gene Roddenberry that came out not long before this Bluebeam thing, which detailed Gene Roddenberry's script ideas for the first Star Trek movie. Initially, they were his ideas for a second Star Trek TV show, which then turned into the motion picture. And it was called The God Thing. It was all about this alien projection that looked like different religious figures to different people. And this thing would convince people that they should follow this new God. And then it would turn out that these were holographic, literally holographic projections that were being beamed into the minds of these people to get them to surrender their will to this, what it turned out to be, a living computer. So if you've seen Star Trek, the motion picture, V'ger is the remnant artifact from that script. If you look at Star Trek V, when the God projection alien, he's like projecting images of himself as all these different gods. That's a little bit of that. There's also a Star Trek Next Generation episode that touches on those themes too from Roddenberry. So those things trickled into different Star Trek projects, but his actual The God Thing, like script, it basically just made it into Project Bluebeam. Richard Dolan, the great ufologist, one of the good guys, in my opinion, in that field. The guy who interviewed the Wheezing Guy himself. If you used to listen to this show back in the day, and you've heard the Wheezing Guy, it's a deathbed confession about all the alien experiences he had. He was at Area 51. He touched the Roswell ship and everything. Richard Dolan's the guy who interviewed him. So Richard Dolan is not someone who is, like, by nature, like some hardcore debunker. And he's interested in what's going on. He tore this Bluebeam thing to shreds, famously, about 15 years ago. But he didn't mention the Star Trek. He just talked about how illogical the whole thing was. And then some Trekkies like started messaging him and stuff, saying, "Hey, did you know that it was also like right out of Gene Roddenberry's original script?" And he was, "Oh, I didn't remember that." And then he saw the Next Generation episode that has a bunch of this stuff in it too. So, look, I'm not saying that Project Bluebeam is nothing but a repurposed Star Trek script. I'm also not saying that it isn't. I'm also not saying that it's not a conspiracy, because I don't want to burst your weather balloon. So let me end on this. Serge Manast died mysteriously of a heart attack about a year and a half after this thing was published. And one of his colleagues also died mysteriously of a heart attack. So, you never know. And then look, if you want real proof, then obviously we're in the middle of stages 2 through 4 right now with the drones. By the way, another thing, I meant to mention this earlier about shooting the drones down. Another one of the reasons that it's not, you know, advisable to do that, when I was talking about playing lawyer for the authorities, obviously shooting guns in the sky is not a good thing. The bullets have to come down. And also shooting a drone, if you hit the drone, like it's got to fall down, and it has a battery in it, and it can explode, and it can fly willy-nilly into the hood of a car onto a freeway. So look, I'm not trying to make excuses for them. I think a helicopter with a net, like I said before, is like easy fishing, literally, and figuratively and kind of literally. But anyway, let me take this whole drone and Bluebeam thing one step further, because why not? Again, it's choose your own conspiracy, have fun with it. Are people going to be impressed in 2024 by holographic Jesus? Probably not. You know, back in the day, Serge was talking about how the technology had come a long way in 1994. Well, it's come so far these days that, again, holographs in the sky, holograms, whatever, it's not going to be a thing that people are going to look up from their phones for. So, if you were going to have a Bluebeam conspiracy where we were all going to lose our individuality and be transmitting messages to a hologram, why not just have that in your hand? You could carry it around with you all the time. and you could constantly interface with it and be mesmerized by it. And then that thing could influence you, and it could distract you from all the things that are going on. So wouldn't it be ironic if the solution to finding the conspiracy, us free thinkers, critical thinkers who are digging in and looking at all this stuff, I mean, I look like a freaking maniac right now with all these tabs open with conspiracy theories. What if that's the conspiracy? You just keep them buried in those phones, worshiping their fake god, and eventually we'll all become godless commies. The conspiracy is the conspiracy. I don't know. I would just like to think again, and I'm sorry that nuclear disarmament is something that I'm in favor of. To be honest, I'm not a godless commie. I just don't like the idea of us all blowing up, and I don't think the aliens do either, so I'm going to stick with that being my number one hope. That the mothership's going to come down, and the dude's going to get out, and he's going to say, oh, we come in peace. But again, in our own interests, we got to stop the nukes. And then before he could even continue, he would look and see that nobody was looking at him and that they were just all looking at their phones recording him. And he'd have to say, hey, Zaxxon, can you shut down the phones too? Because they're not listening. Well, they are listening, dude. They're just recording it so that they can send it to other people to listen to on their phone. Just shut the phones down. I mean, that's like what people are doing with the drones. They're looking in the sky and then making sure they record it. It's like that Jordan Peele movie. Anyway, my hope is that, you know, maybe it's just a bunch of kids playing with drones and things got carried away. And now people are looking at planes and thinking they're drones. And there is like a little bit of the mass hysteria. And then there's copycats. And then there's kids on some dark web Reddit that decided to have a drone show. And it's just all gotten a little out of hand. But there's no nefarious purpose. Or it's aliens coming down to just finally teach us how to live in peace. Not with a godless, communist, one-world bank. Just normal peace. Like people getting along and it all being cool. Sorry for being a hippie. Send me to hell. But, you know, thanks for listening in the meantime. To my obvious propaganda in favor of Project Bluebeam. Yeah, shut down the nukes, shut down the phones, and shut down the show. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, happy New Year, happy Hanukkah, happy everything. Cue the hot chick.
Pop Talk and Aliens, the William Clear Podcast.